Time now for your letters. This week on this program, we reported on a study that ranks doctors and lawyers as the second and third most likely professionals to be involved in driving accidents. Failed to make clear one group that's statistically the most likely to be involved in an accident. The answer is students. That study also lists pilots as being among the least accident-prone. Jonathan Spencer writes, "Interestingly, flying physicians are notorious for having one of the highest accident rates among pilots." In response to our interview last week about the heart-healthy qualities of dark beer, we received more than a six-pack of emails. Dr. John Fultz of the University of Wisconsin Medical School said that dark beer gets its color thanks to a longer brewing process involving certain chunky materials. Brewmaster Steve Brott of the Free State Brewing Company in Lawrence, Kansas, writes, with this clarification, "For the record," he says, "the difference between brewing dark beer and light beer has nothing to do with how long the chunky stuff remains in the beer. The dark color comes from the use of dark roasted malts." We'll drink to that. Also, for the record, Dr. Fultz wrote to us acknowledging that he misstated the process by which dark beer gets its color, but he wants to emphasize dark beer has more flavonoids than light beer, but then so does mere grape juice. Now, last week, we took a tour of the new Mammal Hall at the Smithsonian's Museum of Natural History. That brought this from Gary Robertson of Lakewood, California. "Your jovial little tour was fun, but I believe you weren't listening critically to your tour guide. How could anyone do anything but vaguely guess at what happened 210 million years ago? There are many more questions that evolutionists need to answer, and using conclusory rather than tentative language when discussing the theory of evolution ill serves the rational basis science aims to achieve." In my essay last week about blogs, I quoted Plato as making the pronouncement that the unexamined life is not worth living, and so he did. That several people wrote in to say that he was merely quoting his most eminent teacher, Socrates. Now, on this show, the classics are clarified by one person.
The statement that the unexamined life is not worth living occurs in Plato's Apology, or Defense of Socrates, from his speeches at the trial. Greek tradition was to write what a speaker should say in the circumstances rather than what he actually did say. But this speech is usually thought to be more authentically Socrates than the later dialogues.
Elaine Fantham, our classics commentator on Weekend Edition, she's also professor emerita at Princeton University. But you don't have to profess anything to send us your comments. Our address is wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.